coming back into a comfortable position, closing your eyes that makes you feel at ease. Noticing yourself sitting, lying down, or perhaps even walking. And just anchoring your attention for a moment. Knowing that this practice is about bringing attention to what lives on the inside. Our intention is to get familiar with it rather than try to figure it out or fix it. Bring to mind a current situation in which you feel stuck or are experiencing some difficulty. Some situation or circumstance that brings up emotional reactivity, whether it be fear, anger, hurt, irritability, and maybe a conflict with a family member or friend, a chronic illness, an addictive behavior, a conversation you regret, or perhaps a failure at work, or even in parenting. Take some moments to enter the experience, visualizing the scene or situation, remembering the words spoken, sensing what's going on, what's bothering you, what's activating you. Remembering that if this practice ever becomes overwhelming or underwhelming, you can always return to your anchor. It can stabilize you, and you can always open your eyes, as well as pause the practice and come back to it when you're ready. The beginning of RAIN, R, is recognizing what is happening. So as you reflect on the situation, ask yourself, what is happening inside me right now? What sensations are you most aware of? What emotions? Is your mind filled with churning thoughts? Take a moment to become aware of your felt sense of the situation as a whole. Can you feel how the experience is living in your heart and body, as well as in your mind? Now we move on to A, allow life to be just as it is. This is another aspect of mindfulness that we've been practicing. Sending a message to your heart to let be this entire experience. See if you can find in yourself the willingness to pause and accept that in these moments, what is, is. You can experiment with mentally whispering words like, yes, this belongs, or let be. You might find yourself saying yes to a huge inner no, to a body and mind painfully contracted in resistance. You might be saying yes to the part of you that is saying, I hate this. That's a natural part of the process. At this point in RAIN, you are simply noticing what is true and intending not to judge, push away, or control anything you find. As we move on to I, investigate with a gentle, curious attention. Now begin to explore what you are experiencing more closely, calling on your natural interest and curiosity about your inner life. You might ask yourself, what about this most wants my attention? Or what most wants my acceptance? Pose your questions gently, your inner voice kind and inviting. Notice where you feel the experience most distinctly in your body. Are you aware of heat, tightness, pressure, aches, squeezing? When you have found the most intense part of your physical experience, bring it into your face, letting your expression mirror and even exaggerate what you are feeling in your body. This can really help us tap into that felt sense. What emotions are you aware of as you do this? Fear, anger, perhaps grief or shame? As you continue to investigate, you might find it helpful to ask, what am I believing? You might find that a very distinct belief emerges almost as soon as you ask. Do you believe that you are failing in some way? That someone will reject you? That you will not be able to handle whatever is around the corner? That you'll never be happy? How does this belief live in your body? What are the sensations? And as before, send the message of yes, this belongs, or let be, allowing yourself to feel the fullness or intensity of the difficult experience. As you contact and allow what is happening, what do you notice? Is there any softening in your body and heart? Can you sense more openness or space Or does the intention to allow bring up more tension, judgment, and fear? Does it intensify or change what you are feeling? Now ask the place of most difficulty. What do you need most? Or how do you want me to be with you? Does this suffering part of you want understanding, acceptance, company, forgiveness, love? This moves us into N, nurture with loving presence. Let yourself attend from your most awake and wise heart as you sense what is needed. What is your natural response? What does this vulnerable place most need to remember, experience, or trust? You might offer yourself a wise message, such as, "I'm sorry. And I love you," or "trust your goodness," or "it's okay, I'm here and I'm not leaving." This place might also find touch healing, and you might gently place your hand on your heart. Using this tender touch to access your care response, stabilize you in the present moment. As you practice befriending your inner life, notice if your attention becomes more intimate and loving. This next part is called After the Rain. So as you offer this unconditional kind presence to your inner life, sense the possibility of relaxing back and being that awareness. Get familiar with the quality of presence that is here. Like an ocean with waves on the surface, feel yourself as the tender, wakeful openness that includes a changing life. Can you sense how who you are is not identified by or hitched to any particular wave of fear or anger or hurt? Can you sense how the waves on the surface belong to your experience, but cannot injure or alter the measurelessness, depth, and vastness of your being? Can you notice how you're peeling away the layers to get to remember and access your sweetness, your goodness, your worthiness? Take some moments, as long as you'd like, to simply rest in the spacious and kind awareness, allowing whatever arises in your body or mind to freely come and go. Know this natural awareness as the innermost truth of what you are. I will close this meditation with a poem by Roshani Ray, Unbroken. There is a brokenness out of which comes the unbroken, a shatteredness out of which blooms the unshatterable. There is a sorrow beyond all grief which leads to joy, and a fragility out of whose depths emerges strength. There is a hollow space too vast for words, through which we pass with each loss, out of whose darkness we are sanctioned into being. There is a cry deeper than all sound, whose serrated edges cut the heart as we break open to the place inside, which is unbreakable and whole, while learning to sing. Let us dedicate our practice to deepening compassion for ourselves and for others as we all continue to learn to sing. Thank you for practicing with me. I hope you join me again.